Welcome to Pick LJ Podcast, your official Gilmer Chamber podcast. Join us as we dive into local businesses and events that make Gilmer County special. Now let's find out what's happening in LJ today.
Everyone, welcome into the Pick LJ Podcast. Today, I'm joined by our good friend, Caitlin Neal, Marketing Director for the Gilmer Chamber. It's good to have her back on. And of course, the new Downtown Welcome Center Manager, Catherine Weiss. Robert Ferguson is in the background. We might bring him in later. It's good to have you on. We want to talk about the Restaurant Week. Now, just a quick reminder, this is a week where everybody's going to vote on their favorite foods and favorite restaurants. And we want to first start off with, what are going to be some of the restaurants on these ballots?
Yeah, absolutely. So Restaurant Week is coming up May 13th through 18th. Voting is now open. You can vote on our homepage at gilmerchamber.com. There's a link to voting, and we have six categories. So I'll list out the categories really quick, and then we can chat about everybody who made the voting round. And I think everybody's going to hear some of their favorites on these lists. So we've got best burger, best pizza, best drinks, best international cuisine, best date night, and best breakfast. So a lot of great options.
Yes.
And so we have three in every category, three restaurants up for voting. And these came out of our nominations. The businesses that got the top nominations in these categories, the top three are the ones that are up for voting now.
Perfect.
Yeah. So for best burger, we have, and I think everybody is going to hear. Yeah, I know, like, for best burger, Hanaberry.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. My husband loves their burgers. And River Street Tavern.
There you go. It's making me hungry.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I still got to check out River Street Tavern.
Well,
you've got to just head on over there. You and Robert got to go there for lunch one day.
Yeah.
We'll make you a list, okay?
Yes.
We're going to make you a list, a little bucket list.
That can be the next podcast, Robert and Asa Eat.
Yeah, there you go. We can make a whole new series out of that. You offer me food, dude.
That would be super cool. Can I come? I want to come.
I'll come too. Asa, did you ever watch Worth It on BuzzFeed? They go to three restaurants and then they have the same thing and they talk about which one's the most worth it for the price.
No, I've not. I haven't.
But it's literally just them eating, and then they always let the sound guy eat their leftovers, and it's hilarious.
You know, I probably wouldn't mind being the sound guy.
That's good. Okay, we have best pizza, and for best pizza, we have Hardy K River Pizza, LJ's Little Italian, and LJ Wood Fired Pizza. So that is, that's tough. Man. Oh, and we're watching the votes right now, and so we can see them, the percentages change before our eyes as more people vote. So,
wow, okay.
That's fine. Yeah. Yeah, so the pizza one, that is a hot race right now. I'll just tell you that.
Yeah, I bet that one's going to be highly contested.
Yes. And then best drinks is kind of fun because we have in this category, it kind of came out something different depending on what everyone's taste is. So we've got Carta K Vineyards, Das Coffee Haus, and Risa Cider Company.
Ooh, that's another three.
It really is like a battle of the taste.
Yeah, that's like a variety pack right there.
Yeah. So then we have best international cuisine, and we've got Pueblo Cantina.
Queso.
Really though, it is. Oh, it's good.
It's so good.
La Catrina.
Or guacamole.
It is late. Yeah, it's really good. It's really good.
That's good.
Oh. Yes. And then we have The Shack, which is
actually my
favorite. That's a good one. I honestly have no idea what way that one's going to go because it is pretty evenly matched right now. And then best date night. This is a fun one. Best date night. We've got The Butcher and Bottle.
Oh, good.
Yeah. They have really great dinner specials, so that's good to see that they made it on there.
You've got live music there too.
Yes,
that's a good dinner.
The pet friendly patio out
there. Yeah, they do.
It's really cute. Cajun Depot Grill, which I love the black and blue chicken sandwich. I don't know if y'all have ever had that, but oh my gosh,
I love them.
That is so good. And then The Roof of LJ. Yes, dinner with a view.
I love that. They have a good crew and good food over there. Everything.
Yes, they also have meatloaf year round.
Oh, really, I know about that meatloaf. That meatloaf is so good.
And then best breakfast.
Here we go.
Okay, this one's gonna be fun to see.
what happens because we've got chili dog.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Love this.
Mr. Peas.
All right. There we go.
And Smokehouse Grill.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That one's going to be fun to watch.
That is.
I have something that I love from all of them. So that one.
It's a hard one.
You know, Smokehouse makes a pancake that's like the size of a pizza.
I did not know this.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I love me some pancakes.
Yes.
So what kind of breakfast does the chili dog serve?
What?
The chili dog has breakfast?
Oh my God.
What?
First of all,
the chili dog have breakfast?
Can we talk about their cinnamon rolls for a second?
You need to come to Gilmer County more often, Asa. Does the chili dog have breakfast?
Telling you, this bucket list, it needs to happen for Asa.
The cinnamon rolls are so good. I like the sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast burrito.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one.
It's good.
Their biscuits, though, their tenderloin biscuit with some grape jelly.
But Mr. P's has really good biscuits, too.
Oh, man, they do.
Pimento cheese and bacon biscuit.
Oh, that's where it's at.
Yeah,
I know.
It's so good.
A breakfast person.
I love breakfast. This might be my favorite, actually. We filmed at Smokehouse in 2022, and I'm telling you, they had this big old pancake, and like we just had to keep pouring. Do you remember Heather? She had to keep pouring syrup over it again and again and again so to get shots of it. When we were done, that thing was like standing in syrup, and then we cut it up into pieces and ate it like a pizza.
Oh, I love that.
That sounds like, no, that sounds too much. I couldn't do all that.
No such thing. No such thing. Oh, man.
The pictures are gorgeous.
Oh, this is such a great, like, this is going to be great. This is awesome.
Yeah, we're very excited to see who the winners are. And if everyone wants to know, they can mark their calendars for May 13th through 18th for Restaurant Week. We're going to be revealing a winner every day. And so, again, if people want to vote, they can go to GilmerChamber.com, and then the voting link is on our homepage.
Awesome.
Yes. Can you vote more than once?
You can vote as many times as you want.
There you go.
I need to know that. In that day, they can vote as many times
as you want.
All right, people.
It's like American Idol. Get on in there.
It's like voting.
Yes.
Voting opens at.
Yes.
Yes, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That was a great question, Robert.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
All right. So we are looking forward to Restaurant Week. Those all sound good. Those are great categories, too. Yes. Some of those are really going to be tough.
They are. Yeah.
They're all locally owned. That's so cool.
All right, guys. So have both of you already voted?
I am kind of staying out of it. I'm staying out of it. I want to be a good little chamber member. Be a good little chamber employee and stay out of this one.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm supportive. I'm rooting for all of them.
Yes. I'm excited to see what happens. And we are already working on more categories to add for next year. So 2024 is going to be great. 2025 is going to be even better.
Awesome. Well, thanks, guys, for being on with me today.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And thank you, Robert.
Thank you for coming, Robert.
For a cameo. I love it.
Yeah,
love it.
All right, guys, and that's going to do it for this episode of the Pick LJ podcast. Remember to check us out on our website, wljaradio.com. Go to the podcast tab and find the Pick LJ podcast, and you can hear this episode and any that you might have missed dating back to our first episodes. Check us out on some of your streaming services like Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcast, and Podbean. And, of course, vote for Restaurant Week. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back again next week.
This has been Pick LJ Podcast. To find out more about everything Gilmer County, visit GilmerChamber.com or visit the Gilmer Chamber Welcome Centers at 696 First Avenue East LJ or 10 Broad Street in LJ.